Welcome, board reps, to the pre-convention board meeting of our 73rd annual convention. You're scaring me. Don't get so close to me.
All right, you two.
And just for record keeping, the time is 4:52.
Folks, at this time, just because we've been reusing these rooms, and we're on a
Everybody, please try to stop the conversation so Mikey can talk so we can get this meeting done because it's a long meeting.
It is. Just because we've been reusing these rooms and we're tight, we're actually in a half room right now. The flag is not set up. It will be up in the front tomorrow. But we do have a good habit of starting these meetings with the pledge, and I would like to continue that. I'm going to go ahead and lead it just for so we don't have to look for anybody. If you would like to stand, you can. If not, we'll do it all seated and pretend there's a flag up here, okay? I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. I would also like to remind everybody to put their phones on silent, and I happen to know that ringtone very well because that is my mother's ringtone. So, Sophia, you owe Cassandra some money for the phone jar.
Mama, you don't have to pay.
I want to take a minute and thank everybody. You guys, it takes an absolute village to pull this off. Our ACB media folks, our streamers. Who do we have on today, Katie?
We have Cecily as our host, and we have John and Ryan in the house as our Zoom support.
Well, thank you for the support you guys are providing us, and I can't do anything with Cecily if I don't say, Cecily! Thank you guys for being there for us, providing the support to make sure that our wonderful convention gets out there and touches those who are not able to be here in person. Katie back there, John, all the hotel staff, the convention committee, the activities committee, my executive committee, Ryan Cordell, who lives in a universe all to his own. I mean, I think he ticks every box. I can attest to the fact that Ryan was awake at 1 last night, because that's when I left him, 1 this morning. And I can also attest that he was awake at 6:15, because for some reason he decided it would be perfectly appropriate to call me at 6:15 in the morning. And when I answered, he said, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I did not mean to call you so early in the morning." Okay, thank you. By now, most of you know where the bathrooms are located. Out the door to the right, there are accessible bathrooms. In the foyer area, out the doors to the left, there's standard men's and women's restroom. That foyer area, we're going to be using that foyer area a lot. That's going to be our same setup tonight. It'll just like it was last night. The buffet's out there. The bar's out there. I want to thank everybody for following and holding hands on this journey of trying a new program, new scheduling, trying the buffet. It seems to work. Nobody was hungry. The only complaint I got yesterday about the buffet was that the burger was too big. And just so everybody knows, there actually was additional beverages in the room. We just overlooked them. It was loud. The DJ was definitely feeling no pain last night. Everybody was having a good time. Tonight there will be a full setup at the tables. So when you come in, your seat needs to be your seat, because you will have pre-plated salad, water, iced tea, garlic bread, as well as dessert will already be on the table for you guys. The staff will absolutely refill your tea, your water, and help you out just like they did last night. But I do want you guys to be mindful. You're not walking into blank tables like you were last night. They are going to be preset. as tonight's dinner is a little bit more formal and we're taking it up a couple of notches.
We can have dessert before dinner.
You can do whatever you want, to be honest with you. Just know that if you eat your dessert before dinner, you're not getting another one after. Let's see where I'm at. I cannot, sponsors, if you are here, if you are out there, we genuinely appreciate your sponsorship, your generosity. It really does, it's the only way we can continue to afford to do this. So thank you to Leslie, the fundraising committee, Dan, everybody that was a key player in that. It really does keep us afloat and keeps this event running in the black. So we really do appreciate it. And folks, we do have a sign out there with all of our sponsors. If you're interested, feel free to take a picture, send them a note of thanks. If they're in the exhibit hall, let them know how much you appreciate them being here. Mom, you're doing great, honey. We're doing real good. It's on the iPhone.
What?
Folks, door prizes. If you've won a door prize, you need to pick it up in the registration room or find Sally. We are passing them out pretty frequently. We do have a good amount of door prizes. Katie, do we have a door prize for today?
No.
No. So and now that I sold everybody on the door prizes, you get none here. So stay tuned.
So what now? What am I doing?
Well, I got it because you got too many.
Folks, the bracelet procedure and the tickets is working out great. Again, it's going to be the same format. Make sure you bring your tickets down for the banquet tonight. You will swap off your ticket for a bracelet. They are color-coded. The folks at the servers serving the buffet. Wow, my phone is really talking fast. They will be looking for those bracelets. If you do not have a bracelet, you do not go through the buffet. Don't put them in the position to say no to you, folks, okay? Now, what we have done is after everyone has eaten and the buffet shuts down, if folks want to come in and share some of the fun times and the announcements and the auction, they can come in. They can go to the bar. The bar is cash bar. But, you know, please, it's not fair to the hotel. It's not fair to everybody else that paid if you try to sneak through the buffet, okay? So make sure you have your bracelets on tonight. It is a different color. Yes, folks. Don't think if you got one last night you can get away with it because you're going to be really embarrassed at the buffet because every day has a different color. And notice that I'm not telling you what color it is tonight until you get it. That's true.
What happened?
Now? Yes. Is Dan here?
I lost the email.
Dan, you want to announce some of the sponsors that I just thanked?
No, we're going to do that tomorrow.
Tonight, okay.
I lost the email with the links.
Tomorrow morning.
Are you off of Zoom?
No, I'm on Zoom.
It's probably in your junk or your spam.
That's probably.
Yeah. Oh, got it. Roll call, Sally. You're actually next on my agenda, sweetie. That's what I was getting.
Check, check.
So, folks, board reps, we're going to do a quick roll call. If you could just announce yourselves to see board representation here.
Okay.
Y'all
are holding.
Huh?
You got it?
Y'all, let me hold it.
Oh, I got it. Okay. I'm going to read the chapters, and Katie is going to do the committee list and the rest of it because. You guys, I'm sorry, but somehow I've lost the roll call that I printed out. I have no clue what happened to it. Well, I need to thank Connie Sims and Cassandra Jesse for helping me try to look for it. Anyway, just be patient with me, please. Okay, BRLF.
Here.
Okay, COM.
Here.
CCTB.
Here.
FCCLV.
Paul
Lewis. Okay.
Here.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
GDUF.
Here.
GOCB.
Leslie here.
Halifax.
Here.
Jacksonville.
Here.
Manatee. Miami Metro. Miami Metro. Northwest. Palm Beach.
Here.
Pinellas.
Here.
Sarasota.
Here.
Southwest. Tallahassee.
Here.
Okay. Katie?
Activities. I think I see Cache on the web here. Archives. Elizabeth? Elizabeth, are you here?
She's not, well, in some way.
You just
awards,
woke her up.
Cache is here. Budget and finance.
That'd be me, I guess. Yeah.
Constitution and bylaws.
She is not here.
So I'm answering for her. I apologize.
Convention committee is here. I know that because I'm here. Credentials committee. Sally's here. Education leadership and scholarships.
I think I'm here.
Employment. She is not here. Executive committee. They're all here. Fundraising.
Here.
Dan. Governmental affairs. Membership committee.
Still here.
Project Insight.
Here.
Publications and publicity.
Here.
Resolutions.
Here.
And technology.
Here.
Well, we did pretty good with attendance.
Do we need to do at large members?
At large members.
And do we need to do the executive committee?
They did it earlier,
okay. But that was in the previous report.
Okay, I'm so sorry. My mom's not here.
Great. Very quickly, all of you should have received a copy of the minutes. I would entertain a motion to approve or any...
So move, Cassandra.
Thank you. Do we have a second? Chantel, seconds. Thank you. Any discussion, additions or corrections? All those in favor of accepting the minutes as presented... Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. Dan, I have you on here, but I'm moving you to tomorrow, okay?
Thank you.
You got it. Well, folks, sometimes it's important to let people know you didn't forget them, that you're just intentionally skipping them, okay? I'm sorry I'm so slow, but for some reason my agenda is reading... Not line by line, but the whole thing. So I have to keep starting over. Mark, vouchers information. Let me get you a microphone right quick.
Oh, you do?
If you have any, I'm collecting stuff, money for the first timers, if you haven't paid it, and any travel that you have, please submit it, you will be paid when I get back. Any questions?
Got it. Sally, would you provide a registration update as well as credentials update?
Yes. Credentials, everybody was there except for, I think, one group, one chapter. And I am very pleased to say that everybody knew exactly what they were supposed to do this year, and they reported just fine, and I appreciate that. We had Katie, if I'm wrong, correct me. We had... I think about 150 register, but I don't know how many are on Zoom. Katie has that information.
About 10.
10, okay, thank you. And I will say that this has been a bigger year as far as registration people go than we've had in a while, and that is exciting. Katie, do you have anything to add?
You did good, girl.
Wonderful. Yes, folks, registration is really, we were concerned. I warned everybody, and it's in the minutes, when we were in Jacksonville and you voted to come here, which is a great place, everything's been great, but I said, we're giving up a lot of space, and this is the year that everybody decided to come in person. So it's good because nobody's missing each other because we're all bumping into each other and we're making the best of it. So it's, you know, we do enjoy it. But I'm very happy to be up here and having the problem of making sure that we have enough chairs. We've done great. And everybody, vendors in the exhibit hall, have been very excited to see all of you out here. So it's been great. So thank you, guys. And thank you, Katie and Sally, for rounding up that whole entire muck of registration and providing all the assistance at all hours of the day and night during the registration. It depends. What do you want to say, Sally?
It's encouraging. Oh, okay. Some lady just came to registration, and bless her heart, right as I was trying to pack up everything to get back here. But she was in the hotel, I guess. Wanda knows more than I do, but and she has a blind relative, and she was asking a lot of questions, and they live in Orlando. And so I was excited because she wants to help her relative. So that was neat. She wanted to register, but she wasn't sure what she wanted to register for. So anyway, I kind of just told her that about the chapter here and that kind of stuff. So that was, to me, encouraging. The word is getting out.
I did speak with her, Sally, just so you know, and I think she's going to try to bring her brother tomorrow for a little while to walk around. Okay. So that would be cool, and we're going to put him in contact with Sheila because they're from the Orlando area. I believe he is. I believe you have spoken to her. Okay. Well, maybe not. I don't know. Any old business, folks? You will get a full update on our punch list that we carried over. I don't want to get too far into the weeds with that, but we've tied up everything except one looming thing that we can't fix, which is the Walmart donation thing. But everything else is done. Anybody want to call us out on anything that we forgot during this year since the last time we were all together? It's outside in the parking lot, honey. Somebody just asked for their Lamborghini. So I told them it's in the parking lot. I just didn't tell them which parking lot. Under new business, folks, this is where I'm going to need a little bit of grace from you guys. I'm going to be handing over the microphone to Connie Sims. This is new business now, and it is going to be new business ongoing. This is a project in collaboration with the American Council of the Blind to auto-assess, self-assess, how we're doing as an entity. And the reason why it's being shared with you guys as board reps is because you guys are going to be an integral part of the affiliate scorecard, as well as the executive committee. And I'm hoping we can do this both independently as a board rep body, independently as an executive committee, and then together, because we are the backbone of Florida Council of the Blind. So without further ado, Connie is going to give a brief, as brief as she can, overview of the affiliate scorecard. And then we will talk in the future as to when we're going to schedule some community calls. And this is going to be done on Zoom. So, yes, Mr. Edwards? Yes. So this is not mandatory. This is something that the executive committee has looked at. We found value in the tool for self-assessment. We're presenting it to the board for them to have an understanding. And I think what we're going to do is do some follow-up community calls to ensure that everybody is on board in order to move forward, and then schedule them to be done. It has been determined that we're going to provide the information by way of Connie to the board reps for them to start to socialize it, get an understanding of it, and then FCB is going to hold its own community call to discuss it with the key players and see if we want to do it. Is that your question? Yeah.
Connie has a mic already.
Folks, we do have a nominating committee after this, that's why, which has not been put together.
I make a motion that Paul Edwards be nominated as the chair of the nominating committee.
We have a motion from Sheila to nominate Paul Edwards. We have a second from Leslie Spoon to chair the nominating committee. That's every affiliate. That's you all's board rep. That's what you guys want him to lead you. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Any other nominations? Any other nominations going twice? Any other nominations going thrice? Got it. Paul, I believe that makes you acclimated as nominating chair. Thank you, Paul. Okay, without further ado, folks, our officer liaison is Connie Sims. If you guys have never met her in person, she is here. And she has been an artery of support, wisdom, guidance, information, a sounding board, and sometimes a punching bag for the executive committee and for many of you. So please give her a warm round of applause. Make sure you give her a hug while she's here. And she's going to share the affiliate scorecard information with you. Connie.
Thanks, Mikey. Yes, we're going to try to make this as short as possible. So ACB has decided that all the affiliates, their board, so that not just the executive board for you guys, but the whole board, that would be the board reps, participate in this. It's a self-assessment, and I'm just going to read a couple of the highlights. The purpose of this is... the scorecard helps affiliates boards identify what is working well, where growth and change may be needed, and what type of support would be helpful. It is a planning and reflection tool, not an evaluation. Affiliates are encouraged to invite the ACB board liaison to help facilitate discussion in a constructive and supportive way. So I will say that I've done this with another affiliate already, and they said that if they had to do this themselves, they never would have done it. But they really had a good response with me being an outsider and facilitating it. What the scorecard is a guided conversation tool, a way to surface strengths and challenges, a planning and prioritizing aid, an opportunity to ask for support without stigma, a shared language for understanding affiliate and health. So the important, one of the important reminders is the process is about understanding where your affiliate is today, not judging how you got there. So it's good, bad, or indifference. So there's two options, or basically you can do it all in one time, or you can do it in two sessions. So they say it takes 90 to 120 minutes. I would say it could take up to 2 hours, 2.5 hours, or maybe three. But there's six sections, excuse me. I can tell I've been up too long, so overtired. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I would recommend doing the whole session at once. But, you know, it's up to you guys. But it does work really well. So how the scorecard basically is during the discussion is you review each section together as a board and leadership team. You use the discussion questions to guide conversation. Agree on one score per section. So if a section scores, so there's scoring, I'll go through that section pretty soon, but there's three, if you score a three or low, then you can fill out this action part of it. And ACB doesn't see your guys' notes. They actually just, if you want their help or input, you can submit the summary. So the scoring is, one is a significant concern, immediate attention is needed. A two is needs improvement, inconsistent or underdeveloped. Three is adequate, basic structure in place. Four is strong, working well and consistently. And five is explanatory, could serve as a model. So ACB, basically what we would do with the information, we would review each section level, not the, like I said, not the minutes and stuff, but just the section level. Identify common areas where affiliates benefit the sport. Develop a targeted training, mentoring, and resources. So we want, as a national level, we want to help all the affiliates. And I know that I've had some people ask if they can do it on the chapter level, and I would even do it on the chapter if you want to. Identify stuff that you are doing well and where you guys need help at. So to kind of finalize some of this, the six sections, section one is the government and leadership capacity. The focus is how the board leads and works together. And then you all have, there's like five questions under each section. Section two is financial health and sustainability. Focus is stewardship of resources and long-term stability. Three is mission, purpose, and strategic direction. Why the affiliate exists and where is it going? Section four is membership engagement. Recruiting, retaining, and supporting people. And five, is communication and transparency, information flow, accessibility, and trust. And number six is program services and community impact, what the affiliate does and the difference it makes. Like I said, there's five questions under each section. And it's not a detailed, it's like an overview, a broad discussion. So I'm here to help you guys discuss that, facilitate it. It's not finger pointing, but I really think it's a good tool. I'll be honest, when I found out about it, I wasn't sure if it was a good thing. But after working with an affiliate or two, and seeing how they responded and how thankful they were for doing this exercise, I think it is beneficial, because they said that there's things that they knew that they had issues on, but they never would have talked about it without someone else. So, anything else, Mikey?
Keep talking. I'm getting Shelly some water.
One of
my executive
committee. Okay. So, does anyone have a
question? The war machine's back behind you.
He wanted his steps. He wanted to get up and get moving and get his steps. So basically, if you score a three or below, there is actually a summary to fill out if your action problems, you know, and you talk about that and where you guys want to work at. So the three is, you know, the indifference where we need help and stuff. So that's where you can fill out this extra sheet. That's called basically the summary, and that's what you would submit into the ACB. Mikey?
Thank you, Connie, for that great amount of information. We look forward to hearing more from you and relying on your continued support that you've given FCB as we navigate what seems to be a pretty interesting tool. I mean, folks, I'll gauge you right quick, just a yay or nay. Or is this something you guys are going to be interested in doing? Yeah, okay. Well. It, you know, if we do it in the morning, they're usually more excited, Connie. At the end of the day,
I'm sure, you know, yeah. And when I've done it in the before, it's always in the morning, they're more engaging.
Sure. So. We have a question from Shelley up here.
Just very quickly, is this something that the state affiliate is doing, or is each chapter within the affiliate going to be asked?
So each, this is the state affiliate right now. So this is coming from ACB as a state affiliate. So you guys have the executive board, but then you have the full board, who is your affiliate, you know, your chapter reps. So that's where you want to bring your chapter reps in, because that's your board. So, and then the executive committee can do it also. When I actually got done with one of my affiliates, they actually asked if we could do, they could do a chapter one, because they thought that this would be very good for a chapter. So we wouldn't have to do all the questions for a chapter, but if a chapter feels like it would be beneficial for them, I would definitely be willing to help facilitate something like this for the chapter.
Great. Thank you. Folks, one more quick announcement. Please share this tomorrow. We've had a bit of a year in losses. This year is the first year that we have a named in memorial blood drive. It is still going on. We are going to continue what was championed by so many key people, mainly so much work was done by Miss Janine Lee. It is the Janine Lee Memorial Blood Drive. It is still happening this year. I would encourage you guys to register. The Bloodmobile will be here tomorrow from 9 to 2. And you can register in the exhibit hall. I believe Activities Committee cachet should be in there at any given point, unless we have her tied up in a meeting. But just know that that is available. I hope you guys saw that. And I had one. I think she would, well, so the paperwork came in late, so I would check tomorrow. And if not, we should have a link where you can register online. And if not, I know Cache is on the Zoom. What? Who was that that was trying to register?
I was.
And you are?
Carolina.
Carolina, okay. Carolina, Cache, if you could find Carolina from Sarasota or Southwest Florida? Sarasota. And if not, find Cache Wells. She will be around, or anyone can help you out. It is on the.
Mike, this is Cache.
We have Cache coming in for you, Carolina. Go ahead, Cache.
I did post the link on the groups IO, so the FCB list has it. You can register on the link at any point. If you don't get a chance to get the link, then find me at the banquet.
Okay. So she's just reporting that she tried a link a couple of days ago, Cache. Look, she'll be at the banquet, Carolina. We'll okay. get it done. We thank you for participating in that. It's just a small way that we have proven that even though we live with a visual impairment, that we can still give back to the community. So it is something we're very proud of continuing. I'm done. If somebody wants to adjourn me. One second. I got Sheila and then I got Mr. Edwards.
I would like to make sure that everybody is here on time in the morning because we have a special treat. We have Boy Scouts coming to present the flag.
7:55. 7:55, folks, okay? We all got issues. We got to be acknowledgement. We are all human. We are all imperfect. So let's just know that we got to be here by 7:55 so that I can start talking right at 8. And they are coming in special for us, okay? Mr. Edwards, can we get him a microphone?
Mr. Wise.
Oh, he has a microphone.
See, your folks are way ahead of you. Yes. I'd like to make a motion that... even though we have a full agenda on Sunday, we take the time to make a telephone call to Carl McCoy on his 97th birthday.
Yay!
I hear seconds. I have no problem with this. I mean, I'm not even going to call it to a vote, Paul. It's my agenda. Consider it done, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. 99. We got it. Yeah, we'll call him Sunday. We'll figure it out. Anyone else? Anyone else? We have a motion to adjourn from. Yes, Miss Spoon.
What urn is he nominating in?
Right here.
No.
Oh shit! It's in.
It's an international three.
I did it again. It's going to be an international. So Leslie, kind of by the gym. I know you do. That's why I told it to you like that. So you're
going to
exit this room, go to the main hallway where the exhibit hall and where registration was. So make that right, and it's going to be on your left-hand side. And we'll have somebody standing there letting you guys know where it's at.
And it's scheduled for 6 o'clock, right?
I'm sorry?
6 o'clock.
Right, yeah. You want it at 6, Paul, or 5:30?
5:45.
All right. Anyone else? We do have a motion on the floor from Cassandra to adjourn. And I got a second in the back. Who was that? Mr. DJ Fresh in the mix in 26. Any discussion? Folks, thank you so much for your time. Go to the nominating committee, and we will catch up at the banquet. Have a good night.